Hi folks, I'm Mark Fallows and this is the Impossible Network podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast player. And please leave a rating and a review because it helps more people find us. If you want to find out more of what we get up to or suggest who we interview next, follow us on Instagram at The Impossible Network or visit theimpossiblenetwork.com. Okay, let's get started. Last week I watched the Netflix documentary The Great Hack. It made me consider how our minds and decisions are increasingly being manipulated, not just with elections. I fear we are surrendering our curiosity and questioning and decision-making capacity to machines that increasingly learn how to understand us, affect us, and direct us. This made me reflect on the imperative of curiosity. Does this seem like a non sequitur? Well, okay, let me expand. Let's start with Einstein. Einstein said he was not a genius, just passionately curious. In episode 8, I interviewed Dave Burrs. In Dave's book, How to Get to Great Ideas, Dave cites divergence as a crucial skill and references Einstein's youthful disruption in class, his failure to shine, and divergence from the classroom norm that resulted in failure and rejection. That in turn enabled him to continue pursuing his unconventional thinking and thought experiments, without which he would not have developed his theory of relativity. If curiosity is a vital ingredient to invention and discovery, I'd adapt the quote we've used many times. Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It's having the curiosity and courage to continue that counts. So this made me think more about disruption. We all strive for disruptive ideas in our industries, in our place of work, as we seek out competitive advantage. Yet we discourage, marginalise and penalise the disruptors in our classrooms, schools and universities, as we attempt to mould the unconventional to follow conventional thinking and suppress creativity. Ken Robinson was so right with his seminal 2006 TED Talk that schools kill creativity. So why is curiosity and creativity more important than ever? Here's a reality check. We live in a world that rewards specialisation. As armies of digital specialists expand to fuel and power the digital factories and output in a way that mirrors the specialisms of the industrial age and the methods of Frederick Winslow Taylor's scientific management approach, we need to face the near and present danger that AI and machine learning poses. As AI encroaches on all industries, we as individuals need to cultivate new skills and knowledge to empower our ability to evolve and develop the new creative domain expertise and experience we will need to remain relevant and employable in a world where new abilities, skills and jobs, maybe never before even imagined, will emerge. Curiosity is our passport stamp to future survival. We need to reconnect with that wondrous childlike curiosity where we seek to learn more and question everything, especially the status quo. As algorithms increasingly influence and determine our decisions based on recommendations, and as bad actors strive to hack our hearts and feelings, we humans are at risk of becoming the programmable automatons, slaves to the machines we've actually built. An algorithmically curated world hinders divergent thinking. We are no longer exploring if we're served up everything. Curiosity is an innately human act of rebellion against these machine-driven and dictated recommender decision engines. Curiosity and nonconformist thinking must become our ultimate, inalienable, and final human right, the freedom of thought to wonder and discover through serendipity, the right to question and ask why or why not, to challenge the answers we are given. We need the courage to dare, to desire and delight in being different, to seek out and summon and surround ourselves with those vital sparks that start a cascade of creativity, feed our yearning for learning and delight in divergence. To embrace and apply empathy, as our guest number 4, Michael Ventura, purports, as this will bring us together as humans. So I leave you with this. I call on you all to activate, accentuate and accelerate your innate curiosity, to fuel creativity in yourself, your teams, and most importantly, your children. To dare to dream big ideas, to seek the impossible, and be prepared to collaborate with people you might never imagine as you explore paths towards making your own ideas, little or big, possible. That's all for now, folks. See you next week. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more, or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.